So Avada al Derech HaPshat, it's a regular Yerov, Melchama, and against your enemies, and the whole Parsha, Yifastayr, etc. A lot of Mefarshim, and we'll see at the end, that it's really a Chazal, it's a Zohar, but a lot of the Mefarshim say that even if the Poshet Pshat, Avada, the Poshet Pshat, Yiseitzel Melchama is talking about regular Melchama, but there's a remez over here that Kiseitzel Melchama Alevecha is talking about Mechamas HaYetzim. Talking here about a Shlok Kodesh, and talking about the Nerachayim Kodesh, and talking about the Chmishe Arim, talking about the Shizkan Bikitzin. There's a whole array of Mefarshim who say this idea that it's talking about Mechamas HaYetzim. Even more than that, I saw that the Chmishe Arim brings from Chabunim Fashishcha. Ki yodua asher ha-teirahu al derech pshat remez drashsoy, vehine, you can have such a mitzias, mikoydem hoya ha-poshut, the poshut pshat was mulchemes Yisrael magoyim. Now ha-remez hoya ha-mulchemes ha-yetz. Ach ko'es, he writes, asher nitel ha-poshut, now it's not the geyed the mulchoma, einlon ki einlon ha-mulchoma, it's memeylon nishar ha-poshut ha-inu ha-mulchemes ha-yetz. It's like, the poshut, the pshat, then when we look at it, this is what's relevant to us. That's the Pasha Tepshat over here. Chidush HaRim says, what's an afkamin if it's the Pasha Tepshat of the Remez? He says, the Torah, the Etzem Torah, whatever's going in the Torah, it has kaychas, it affects your life, it has a kaychas to have a reishim on you. What's more begoli has a bigger reishim. Right? So if when it's a Remez, so it's hidden, it's a hidden kavan. Now that it's the Pasha Tepshat, zok to Chidush HaRim, that it has that it has more kayaches, it has more of a kayach to be hashpa on our lives. So I have to know how do we learn up this parsha in that sense, in at least so many Pirtei Pratim. It's not shy to go through all of them, but to go al haseder in Yisoidus, what does it tell us? And Bifrat, not only as a pshat, what does it tell us al derech avodu lemaisa? Was it tells about what we're supposed to do? So the Hakdama over here is there's a very, very important Chavos of office that you have to know. Apart from this whole shir, this is a Chavos of office, which is Aleph Beis. It's a Chavos of office in Shar Yichud HaMaisa Perakei. The Chavos of office says like this: Ben Odom, Roy Lechol Odas. You should know, he has Soine Hagoda, the Soine Hagoda, the biggest Soine Sheyesh Lecha Ba'olam. Is not Iraq, it's not Iran, it's not the Houthim, it's not this, it's not that. Animsach that is intertwined and has penetrated it's involved your whole everything you're doing, the Yetzer is involved. The tzofun, it's even hidden in your eitzes are made. You don't even realize that the yetzer hara is a mando omar in your eitzes aniros vanistaros shetiyena that it should be birtoincha. What you could lefata is to entice, to influence psiyosecha. He tells you sleep. You think nothing. You think that you're okay. Vehu er, he's working overtime. Atom is alam imenu. You ignore the yetzer. And he thinks, and you don't. It's not like you have this, you know, arch enemy against you fighting. That it's clear that he's the enemy. That also not. He says, "Lovash becha big day hayedidus." He dresses up. That he's keilu. It seems fakert. Me and the Yetzer Hara, we're good. He's not telling me anything bad. Yeah, it's good. I have to look at my. Yeah, makes sense what he said. From yedidus ve'ado eide havo. He becomes part of your entrusted decision-making process. He becomes like your very high aides who and advisors, and he tells you everything what to do. And Lemaiser, what's he doing? He's shooting arrows. Lemaiser, he's killing your kesher to the Eretz Achaim, to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Ruchnius and the Keichas of the Neshama HaKadosha. And what's the biggest koyach that the Yetzer has. Let's stop. Umin ha'chazok shebishluchav, from the strongest of the shluchay ha'yetzer, is asher yoyra oischa v'ilochem oischa bohem v'matzvan yonecha. What's the strongest way that he'll fight against you? Sheishtadeh l'sapek olecha amitoscha. He'll make you a supik. A person doesn't know when you're at a crossroads. You don't know, and you make a decision, and you have to make a decision. When you're mesupik, when you're mesupik, then that's the biggest. That's the biggest sakana. That's the biggest sakana. Just as a dogma, yeah. That's not negea us. It'll be negea later in the year. Amalek is bigamatria sofik. The koyach, the biggest koyach to be pegeya in Klal Yisrael. The biggest koyach of the Yetzer is you're making a decision. Yeah, but it's not clear. Things that if the Yetzer weren't mashpi, it's clear. This is what you do. Yeah, of course, this is what I have to do. Should I go here? Should I go there? Should I do this? Of course, this is what I go. Nah, it's not true. It's maybe this and it's maybe that. That's the ultimate koyach of the Yetzer. L'arbe v'snafshecha me'emunoscha v'doscha. If you'll be nizer and you'll send shluchei sichlecha to combat this, lehilochem itoy bohem v'tisalek chitzav me'alecha, and to get rid of that, then tinotzel v'timolek mimenu be'ezvus Hashem yizvorach. However, in tashlich inyonecha elov v'timshach achar ratzoinoi, he will never relent ad she'avedcha b'shnei yoylomim, until he will destroy you, b'chol ha'ilamas, the Yashrish Chaim will uproot you, mishnei ha'ma'aynim, from the two places where you're meant to reside. Al-tatridecha milchama zulosay mi'milchamtoi. Don't be distracted by other things, other milchamas than that. This is your main one. U'krav bilti krovay. This is the main one. And then he says, v'omru al-chosid shepoga anoshim, al-chosid met people coming back from a fight against their enemies, the sholalu shlalech, they come back with all the stuff that they got from them. Amar lahem shaftam, and the chacham told them, you came back from the small war, now get ready for the big one. Right? The big one is the lochemes. Amar lahem umayya milchoma agdoila, amar lahem lochemes hayetzer v'cheilov. And then he says, he brings out another nekuta, umin hateima ochi, ki kol oyev sheyesh lecha kishetenatzeach hayse pam u'shtayim yirif mincha. If you emerge victorious once and you twice, he doesn't want to strike out. Once you beat him, right? V'lo yala libay lehilochem bay ledaita yisrin koych. He'll never think about doing it again because he saw you're stronger than him. V'hum b'siayish minatzeach hayscha u'migvar alecha, and he's b'siayish from overcoming you, so he won't fight you anymore. That's every milchama except the Yetzer. Avo hayetzer ein maspik loy mimcha nitzuach pam umeyapam. It doesn't make a difference if it's a constant battle. You could have won over the Yetzer Hara 100 times. Ben shenitzeach hayscha, ben shenitzachta, even if you. Why? Because if he beat you now, so then you're dead. You're finished. And if he didn't, v'im tenatzcheyu pam achas, Yerav lecha, he will ambush, you will lie in ambush, kol yomecha l'natzeyach ha'ischa. V'chula. That's part of what the Chayv Salvav says. So now let's look at the parasha. Kiseite la milchama aloivecha. So the Rishayim are medayek. There's a difference, kiseite la milchama and kiseite limilchama. What's the difference? Limilchama means to a war. Right? Kiseite limilchama, you'll go to a war. He said, "Say lamilchama. Lam is short. Lamilchama is short for lehamilchama with the hey idea, the war, right? The drasha, if it's on the Yetzer Hara, it's very. He said, "Say lamilchama. That's the Chayim Salvav. This is the ultimate war. The ultimate war is the battle against the Yetzer Hara. He's relentless. He's not an outward enemy who's just coming to shoot you. He gets into your inner psyche and your inner decision-making process, and he becomes a chelik of your neshama. He gets his kaiches in you. That's the most dangerous thing in the world. He can make you mesupik. He can make you unsure of anything because the Yetzer, in the guise of your friend, is telling you one way. So that's lahap. That's the limulchama, and not lamulchama. Another thing to realize is that the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Bey says, "Amar Shimon ben Lakish Yitzvah Shel Adam Is Gaber Olof Kol Yoyim Umevakish Lamisay Shenem Ratzayfer Rosh Al Tzadik Umevakish Lamisay." The Il Malei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sheoizer Loi Eina Yochel Loi Shenem Hashem Lo Yazvenu Biyodai Vlo Yashiru Bishofta. Now what? You don't have the kayach to it's the Eibush to do it for you. Ki seitze la melchoma, you're going to the melchoma of your life against the Yetzer. You should realize one thing. And let's say even if you'll do it and you'll emerge victorious, you only have the kayach. Rav Moshe Sternbuch tells them this even more. It just says ki seitze, you're going out, you're doing yours to go. So it doesn't mean and then you're going to win. Right? Ki seitze la melchoma alevecha v'nesonei Hashem alekecha biyodai. That's the Gemara Zohar. Well, you have to do everything you can for the Melchemes HaYetzer, but bear in mind that if it's just you against him, yeah, he's too formidable a foe for you. There's never a way. Even if you win the battle, you're destined to lose the war. Right? The only way that you win, that you taka win, right, is because of Nisana Hashem Alikecha B'yadach. It's you're doing the Kiseitze La Melchama. You're not. The winning is not you. The winning is Nisana Hashem Alikecha. That's the Seder Advarim of this pasuk. Now there's an interesting pasuk. V'shavisa shivya. Should say v'shavisa shevi. Shevi is what you captured, right? So it's called shevi. That's the what you captured. V'shavisa shivyoi means the implication of the word v'shavisa shivyoi. Your adversary had captured something, and that he had kashivyoi, the Chevy that he captured, you now capture or recapture that Chevy that he captured. The Shavisa Shivyoi. Don't say the Shavisa Chevy. The Shavisa Shivyoi. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Solomaisa, who tells us what that means? Chavisolovis, I thought this is for everything. The Chavis Avavas Bein Hashar said, "Umin Hachazok Shebishluchav." This is the Taichav, the epitome of the Kechas of the Yetzer. Asher Yoyra Oischa V'Yilochem Oisam V'Hem, and he'll get into your neshama, into your decisions. The Matzpun in Yonecha Sheishtad Alasapek Amidecha U'Leshabish Mach U'Learvev Esnafshecha Me'Emunoscha V'Esnafi to get himself in. To you gave him a chelik. You have a kayach. You have a kayach. The Eibishter gave you a kayach to do mitzvahs. He gave you whatever kayachas the Eibishter gave us in the Ramach Evarim is to be mekadosh Shem Shemayim, to fulfill whatever the tachlis abriya is. The mitzvahs, even from divrei Erushus, to be done on pitayr, whatever, everything on pitayr. That's the kayach. And the Torah gave you a tremendous kayach with that, because be'etzem, you get schar, yo'elam haba, ruchnias. How do you do a physical act that you get schar, ruchnias? Because the Eibishter gave you that kayach. Now, you have to know something on the other side. The Yetzer Hara has no kayach. The Yetzer Hara be'etzem has no kayach. The whole tachlis of the Yetzer Hara is to mislead you. The Yetzer Hara has no kayach. The Yetzer Hara is an achiza sinai. The Yetzer Hara is all a facade. It's all a mask, and it looks like it's something, and it looks like the type, it looks like what he's enticing you to do in this decision is the right thing. It's narishkeit, it's nothing, it's for the tailor, but you don't see that. Why don't you see that? He has batsim no kaychas, because he got into your kaychas, and in those kaychas that the Eibishter gave you to resolve, to decide to do something, and the kaych to firois, the kaych to do that something, right? The Yetzer Hara takes over that kayach, gets into that kayach. That means, I would put it, the sharpest way to put it is, any kayach that the Yetzer has is the kayach hatuma of the Yetzer has is ad kama that he manages to get in and take of the kayach hakadusha that you have. He captured a chelik of the kayach hakadusha that you have. That's how it influences your decision. There's a Yomar and Bal Basra, Nafayin Chesam and Beis, Omer Shmuel Bar Nachman, Omer Yechon. Mai Dechsiv, the place says it in Chukas, Mai Dechsiv Al Ken Yomru HaMoishlim, right, it says Al Ken Yomru HaMoishlim, Boyu Cheshbon, the whole Pasuk, Alken Yomru Hamayishlim, Hamayishlim B'Yitzra. The ones who are Hamayishlim in the Yitzra Hara. Bayu Cheshboin, what's Bayu Cheshboin? Bayu Unechashev Cheshboinai Shaloylo. Hefzed Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara, Uschar Aveira Keneged Hefzed. What does that mean, Hefzed Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara? Sounds good, Hefzed Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara, Uschar Mitzvah Keneged Hefzed. So Mitzvah Kaizik Chavra touches up a very deeper thing over here. Hefzed Mitzvah means you want to do a mitzvah, right? And the mitzvah is a very lofty thing, right? So now, but then you decide, which is the Yetzer Hara having Arangi Krochen, gotten into your decision-making process, you know, I'm not going to be able to be Mekayim this mitzvah l'shmo, right? If I'm not going to be able to be Mekayim this mitzvah l'shmo, what's the point? I'm not going to do it anymore, right? No. Objectively, in other words, there's something wrong with doing that, so I should avoid from doing that being the kind of the mitzvah shalei lishma, because that's not the way it's really supposed to be done. If you can't do it right, don't do it. Right? Okay. So what? But it's a mitzvah, right? Ultimate, what's the emes? The emes is leilam yasakat b'terem mitzvah shalei lishma, shemitei shalei lishma, ba lishma. Means, okay, the ultimate, the ideal is lishma. If it's shalei lishma, you're not mekayim that. Right, but that doesn't tell you, but the mitzvah is choshev enough that despite the fact that it's shalei lishma, you should do it, and not should, because the chshivas of the mitzvah. So he says the taich have be mechashev the hefsid of the mitzvah. That the Yetzer Hara is telling you that in the mitzvah there's a hefsid, that there's a downside, and you shouldn't do the mitzvah. Don't lose sight keneged tzchara of the chshivas of the mitzvah asay of the etzem asiyah of the mitzvah under all circumstances, like the Torah says, do it even shalei lishma. And don't be influenced by the hefzid, disregard the supposed hefzid that the Yetzer Hara has convinced you is a hefzid in the mitzvah, and do it. And the other way around too. Amol, you have an aveira, right? You have an aveira, but the Yetzer Hara gets, the Yetzer Hara can tell you, that's the second half of the Chazal, the second, schar aveira, scharaveira kineged hefseid, that the Yetzer Hara can tell you, no, under these circumstances, you could, you should, you whatever. There's a benefit, right? It can in the mass confusion that it creates in your mind, so you think there's a benefit to the aveira. That's the benefit of the aveira. Weigh that against the chaimer of the aveira itself, right? Kineged hefseid. That's scharaveira kineged hefseid. So what's it telling you? The Yetzer Hara is being mitlabesh on you is getting into you, and you view as a mitzvah you shouldn't do something. One of the most common things where the Yetzer Hara says the biggest thing, the biggest kayach of the Yetzer Hara in Elul is a four-letter word, yiyush. Like, what's the point of doing tshuva? I've done so much, it's not shayach that I should be able to fix up all this stuff. Right? The Torah says otherwise. That's the Yetzer Hara says, the Rabbeinu Shalom, you know, what does it mean? It's not enough. The Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want me, right? I'm such a low life now because of everything I've done. The Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want me. Couldn't be further from the truth. The Mishnah does. But that's the Yetzer Hara that got into your etzem. That's the Taish, the Shaviso Shivya. It's not the Shaviso Shevi. The Yetzer Hara captured a part of your Machshava, captured a part of your Kedusha. Right? Captured a part of your Kedusha. What did you do when you emerged victorious, when the son of Hashem Alekecha B'yodecha gives you the Kayach to emerge victorious in the Melchamas HaYetzer? You take back that Kayach of Kedusha that you had that was captured by the Yetzer Hara. That's Vishavisa Shivya. That's the touch of Vishavisa Shivya. It's just interesting. It's like the Chaim Salvavas gave us the plan that a lot of years later there's going to be this Mahalach that they're going to say, here, I'll give you everything that you should understand what that parsha is. It's Mayurik. It's Mayurik. Now, the V'ra'isa V'shivya Eishas Yifastayer. What's the Eishas Yifastayer? So that we'll see, Chazal say already. It's the Neshama HaKadosha. The Neshama HaKadosha that was captured, that was held captive by the Yetzer Hara, right? That was part of the Shavisa Shivya, the control over the Neshama. You took it back. You bring the Neshama HaTahara back, So now it comes, but Lamaisa, having been in the Yetzer Hara camp, it got a little bit dirty, it got a little bit messed up, right? Tome, right? Mistak, whatever. So that you need, the Bokhsa of Asasa Sikorna, you have to avoid this and then Shem to be Matiret. That's part of the process of being Matiret. What's Ubachsa Saviyav in the sense of the Yetzer Hara? What's Ubachsa Saviyav as Ima Shleshim Yoim? Aviyah Vesima, so the Aviyah Vesima, so we'll see the Zohar is going to say, and what do you call it? It's the Zohar? No matter, but it's the Ebrishter, it's Teres Aviyah, it's Musa Aviyah, it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and the Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael Lamala, what it's supposed to be. The neshama's crying when it came back to kedusha and was taken out and still has the tumma, but the tshuva process to purify it means it's crying. He wants to be purified again and get rid of, come back to kedusha. Right? That's the aviyah of esima is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael Israel. That's what abachsas aviyah of esima is in this sense. In this sense, very good idea. And what are our tools, right, to fight this battle? That's what the Chavos Avav is called Shluchei Sichloi, right? The Seichel has to overcome to realize, to internalize, and Chazer over to the Yetzer Hara is just nothing. It has no Keches, has nothing. It's nothing, 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 nothing. This is what it's supposed to be and be Davu. And then if you use that, now if you were learned in the Pashtus of the Pasuk that is talking about a Melchama, so Rashi tells us a whole Pshat. You have after. You have the parsha of Kisei Tzvil Lachama Ivecha and the parsha of Eshes Yifas Tayar. So then you have V'yodu L'shnei Noshem Achas Ahuva Snua V'hoya Ben Abachor La Snua and La Yucha L'vaker. And then Ben Tzarek Meir. It says why? Because taking an Eshes Yifas Tayar, Alderch the parsha pshat regular Lachama and Eshes Yifas Tayar being what it means on parsha pshat, you take it. So that's something of a diavad, right? Because it's not something you should have wanted to do or done. It's only the dibrotero negad yetzer hara, whatever that means, that's for a different time. But if you do that, that will lead to achas tnua, and that will lead to, it's a whole progression that will lead to. So that's good if you learn the pashuk, right? So now, if you're going with this remez on the neshama, so you don't have it will lead to, you talk about you took the neshama back and whatever, so. So you have to look at it differently. That's another part of the Chavos Avavos. What does the Chavos Avavos say? Any other enemy, you beat him once, you beat him twice. That's it. He's gonna. He'll leave. Right? But the Yetzer Hara, you can win a battle. You can win another battle. You can win 100 battles. He's never gonna relent. He's gonna keep coming back. The Yetzer Hara comes back again and again. One Yetzer Hara. One thing was okay. You went in the Melchamas Yetzer, right? So you think in the Son of Hashem Lekecha Biyadecha. You capture the Yetzer, right? The next thing is, what does the Torah tell you immediately after that? Not that this leads to that, like in the Poshim Shah. What does the Torah tell you after that? You're going to have an Ahuva, you're going to have a Snua. Take a Kipshuta, not because, yeah, you're going to have an Ahuva and a Snua. The Din of Bechor is going to be there. There's going to be a Yetzer Hara. It's against what your natural emotion would be. You're going to have the Yetzer Hara. That's another in for the Yetzer Hara, how to get to you to do something, I'll be him to get it in into you. Be aware, right? And if you think you're aware of that, and you give it, and you do everything right, you think you're done with that, right? You're going to have the necessity of bringing up the kid, the wayward kid who's going to cause you all these problems. The Yetzer Hara will never let up. That's the message of the Hemshech of the Parsha. Now, I said it has to do with Elul. What does it have to do with Elul? And where do I see that the Parsha is talking about Melchamas Yetzer? I said it's a Zayar. So just so I wasn't lying. So Zohar in our parsha, the Zohar says, "Ubachso es ima avia ves ima shloishim yoim yerach yomin do yarcha de elu." Zohar says, "The shloishim yoim, that's elu. Elu is the time that the Eibishter gave the koiches that the days that we spoke last week. The days are a bria, and every day has every tchufa has its tchuna zman, has its tchuna what it's mesugal for. These 30 days are days of bachsas aviyah v'sima, for the neshama of the man should be boiches ima. What the yisoy v'sherish avoda in the beginning of sharamayim brings b'shem the arizal. That's where it is. Es aviyah ze hakadosh baruch hu v'sima zuknesses Yisrael. Yivka, he writes, Yivka Odom Yishanen Lifne Hashem Yerach Yomim Uchaydish Elul Shehema Yimei Rachmim Verotzeh. These are the days where the Neshama cries, I want to recapture the Neshavisa Shivyoi. I want to take back what the Yetzer Hara took from me. You have to, in order to know that, you have to know who am I, what am I, what am I here for, what it's supposed to be. That's Chitzei Sichlecha, that the Seichel should overcome what the Yetzer Hara did and realize who you are, what you are, what you're here for. That gives you the koyach to be to shavisa shivya, to take back that. And what's the key how to do that? You appreciate what you're missing, what you've lost, and how far you've come from it. That's the bachsa saviya v'sima do yarcha de elul. Elul is the tkufa where the Eibishter gave us b'rayv chazda the koyach that we should be able to overcome that. The tshuka, the yearning, and the crying over the hefsed of what we're missing should be enough for us to be able to be mekayim the kiseitze l'bachom aloivecha to be zeichet to the son of Hashem alekecha v'shavisa shivya. Shabbos.